Referred Law 19 would uphold a state law passed during the 2015 legislative session, which sought to clarify the election petitioning process. Proponents say it levels the playing field, while opponents claim it will result in fewer candidates for office. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
The roots of Referred Law 19 stem back to 2015, when the State Board of Elections approached the state legislature to change the date for filing candidate petitions. Secretary of State Chantel Krebs wanted the dates pushed back to allow for more time to pore over submitted petitions. The bill passed by lawmakers requires that an independent candidate can only get signatures from other independents, the same as for Republicans and Democrats. Republican Senator Ernie Otten proposed the amendment and voted in favor of the bill.
So if you're tired of the Republicans for what they're doing, or if you're tired of the Democrats being an independent, I get that end of it. But having said that, when one rejects either party, what then gives them the right to think that they are aloof from everybody else? If you rejected being a Republican and you have rejected to be a Democrat, then why do you think that you should go back to those individuals and get signatures?
In addition to the independence requirement, petitioners have to gather 1% of all party members' signatures. The bill was passed and turned into law. That's until liberal blogger and candidate for District 3 Senate seat Corey Heidelberger referred the law. Heidelberger says the bill makes it harder for independents to run for office.
So they're having to ask more questions, ask more intrusive stuff, and percentage-wise, the percentage of people in that room who can sign goes down from 81% to 17%, only 17 out of 100. That makes it practically impossible for independents to get on the ballot, and this is proven because Louisiana did a law like this in 1918. Only independents could sign for independents instead of any voter. And for 30 years, not one independent made the ballot.
A yes vote in November enacts the law. A no vote cancels the law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.